Hi, I'm James Schilling-Wan. I'm here at Walt Disney World's 50th anniversary here at the Contemporary Resort, and we've been interviewing a lot of people, but this is actually a product that is going to be launching during the 50th anniversary, but it's a product that I'm pretty familiar with because I was on the first Disney Cruise Line ship, Disney Magic. We're going to talk to Sachi, who's the Disney Imagineer responsible for this ship, which isn't coming out till next summer, but we'll find out all about this ship and more on Insider Travel Report. Now, Sachi, first of all, it's great to meet you. It's great to, you know, we're really looking forward to this. It'll be the fifth ship in the fleet. Mm-hmm. What is going to be different about this ship? Is it going to kind of follow the design of the other two series?
Well, James, fundamentally, it follows in the same tradition as our original four ships from the outside. But once you enter the inside, you're going to see that there's just no other ship at sea quite like the Disney Wish, because we're bringing more Disney stories to life than ever before.
Yeah, we're looking in back here as a rendering of what will be your atrium lobby or whatever, right?
Yes, our grand hall is going to be just breathtaking, because the Disney Wish is taking enchantment as its overall design motif. Mm. And so from enchantment, if you think about it, that's a theme that's at the heart of so many of our Disney stories. And we're able to bring all of those stories to life within our grand hall, because there's hints and nods to so many of our fairy tale stories within it.
So let's talk first of all about where people are going to stay, the staterooms. What is the design of the staterooms, and what are you trying to do there?
Mm-hmm. So that's another great example of how we're continuing that theme of enchantment. So the theming that you see in our grand hall, the color scheme, the rich sort of blues and burgundies and golds and everything, those will carry over into our staterooms. Mm-hmm. And there will be original artwork featuring scenes from these classic storytells, like Tangled or like Cinderella. So you'll be able to see this beautiful, complete departure from sort of a more nautical theme that we currently have to more of those fairy tale nods in the staterooms.
Now, will you have, I know one of the second series, you actually had cabins, interior cabins, that open to virtual portholes, mm-hmm. if I recall. You going to have anything like that?
Well, I mean, because we have a completely different theming, we will still have interior cabins, but whether we're going to show the same kinds of content on any within those cabins is still sort of up in the air at the moment.
Well, it'll be interesting to see, because that was a revolutionary thing, and a few other lines picked it up, but nothing the way that Disney could, because you'd be looking out and there'd be an ocean there, and all of a sudden an animated starfish would come and bounce against you. Oh, okay. It made it interesting. It actually made that cabins in demand. Most times nobody wants an interior cabin, right? An inside mm-hmm. cabin. Now let's talk about the restaurants. Obviously you revolutionized the rotational dining in the first Disney Magic. You had three different restaurants. Is that going to be similar? And what is the themes going to be for those restaurants?
Yes, it is similar in that we are going to have three rotational dining restaurants, but they're completely different themes than anything that's on our current fleet. So the first is called 1923, and this is a very sort of upscale, classy restaurant that captures the glamour of old Hollywood. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, if when you're dining there, you feel like if you turned your head, you might see Walt Disney, or you might see a movie star, you might see, you know, just someone sort of.
Maybe you will.
It's true. And it's really giving a nod to the history of animation. So you'll see props, you'll see artwork that all kind of tells that story of like how we started as a company, rooted in animation, and then kind of moving forward into today.
And then
today.
You have two more after that, right?
That's right. That's right.
So that'll be interesting. So it is a rotational dining concept. Mm-hmm. And I assume you have some upscale restaurants. I think you have Apollo, and then I can't remember
Enchanté.
So that's going to be your high-level French dining or something?
Yes, absolutely. So Enchanté by Chef Arnaud Lalemant is sort mm-hmm. of our crown jewel in terms of dining. It's the most intimate dining venue, and it's going to have a completely gourmet menu. Mm-hmm. Paula Steakhouse is kind of
a staple, yeah.
Yep. And it's a little different on the Disney Wish, because although we are continuing that tradition of Italian cuisine, we're also adding sort of like a steakhouse component to it. So
what about the we're in front of one of the public rooms. What are the public areas going to be like in terms of difference?
Mm-hmm. So the Grand Hall, I mean, if you think about our current fleet and how our current sort of spiral staircase goes from one level to the next, mm-hmm. where our atriums on our current fleets are three levels, and mm-hmm. it's going to be the same case as in the Disney Wish. Our Grand Hall is three levels high. But that staircase extends all the way up. Because our Grand Hall, for the first time, has a stage in it, it's part of the space. So we can bring the more Disney stories to life by having entertainment activations throughout the day. So whether that's kind of like something small and very intimate with the people who happen mm-hmm. to be in that space, or whether it's a scheduled show, like, okay, everybody, now gather around because here we're going to present this story to you. There's so much flexibility that is within our Grand Hall. So much flexibility for guests to kind of like look for those little hidden details and maybe sort of bring their own Disney stories to life there.
Absolutely. Well, they can become the Disney story, right?
They can, absolutely.
Now, in terms of the exterior of the ship, is it going to be reminiscent of what you already have? Obviously, the second series, they just got a little bigger. And actually, remind me, what's the size of these ships?
The Disney Wish is comparable in size to the Dream and the Fantasy, okay. the Disney Dream and Disney Fantasy, but it's a little bit wider, okay. so we can fit a little more magic in there for you.
No, and it looks wonderful. I've always thought the Disney ships were so classically designed. They recall the classic ocean liners, and it was one of the greatest features of it, and a lot of it, you know, I remember in Disney Magic, very Art Deco type of experience. And I assume you're going to have adult areas for nightclubs and bars like you do on Disney Dream?
Absolutely, and we're making sure, though, that we infuse those Disney stories in every space that we possibly can. So one thing that I'm really looking forward to is Star Wars Hyperspace Lounge, because I love some Star Wars.
I love the same thing. I love Star Wars, and you have a great, you know, park here with, you know, Disney Hollywood Studios, which I've experienced, and it's an amazing thing. And to know that it's going to be on board Disney Wish is really going to be great too.
And that it's a space that is not in our kids club, right? This is an area that adults will be able to enjoy all to themselves in the evenings, and you can dress up, you can, you know, bring your Star Wars story to life there. You're going to be gazing out into space. We'll be doing some hyperspace jumps, and we'll be kind of like visiting various planets that are so iconic.
I can be sitting next to lots of different aliens if I want to be, right?
You can be, yeah.
And they might even be American. So anything else you want to tell? We go out to about 90,000 travel advisors who are going to be booking Disney Wish. They probably already have booked it mm-hmm. For their customers. What do you want to tell them to tell their customers about the new Disney Wish?
Sure. I think that one of the things that I hear a lot is, you know, I'm a grown up, I don't have kids yet, or my kids are grown now, and you know, what is there for me? I feel like, you know, maybe this is an experience that, you know, it's more for like kids and grown-ups really right. can enjoy it as much. And to them I say, look, there are plenty of opportunities for you to get away from the hustle and bustle of, you know, sort of like a family environment, and just really design your own experience on board the Disney Wish. You can go to the Quiet Cove, which is a pool area that's only for adults. Mm-hmm. It's set at the back of the ship, so that there's no the stern, so that there's no pass through, there's no foot traffic through there. It's just going to be its own little oasis. If you want to pamper yourself, you can go to Senses Spa, book yourself a treatment in there. And then, like we were just talking about, these sort of like upscale dining experiences that you're just going to see more people who are your age and maybe have the same aesthetic in terms of dining.
And the best part is if you have kids on board and they can go to all the kids clubs, which I'm sure are going to be incredibly well designed, mm-hmm. you don't have to see them again for a while. If you don't really, well, you can go enjoy it as an adult, right?
That's right. And I mean, it's so great that kids are able to, you know, enjoy themselves and immerse themselves in their stories within, you know, Disney's The Chenier Club. So, you know, they're bringing their stories to life, and you can go and do your own thing.
Well, great. Well, Sachi, I guess I'll see you in June, next June.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll be down here to see the launch of Disney Wish. I'm very excited about this. I've been waiting for a long time.
Good.
And as I said, I was on the first one, so I got to keep tabs on what you guys are doing, right? So we look forward to that.
Yes, June 9th, 2022. Please go to DisneyCruise.com and find out all about our ship.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.